Welcome back to another episode of Jesus and Coffee. Whether you are a first-time sipper or a returning sipper, we are so glad to have you in the mix. Today, we're going to talk about the process required for the promise. So often, we will have something in our spirit. Maybe God's given us vision for what the end of a thing looks like, or maybe we just know the promise that God has for our lives, whether that is marriage or children or a business, something related to our career, you know, just know that God has this great thing for us, right? But we neglect to look at the process that we'll have to go through in order to get that promise, in order to see that promise fulfilled. So I thought about Paul today when I was thinking about this message. And I just thought about how Saul had so many years of existing before Paul was here, right? Saul was mean. Saul was, for all intents and purposes, a killer, a hired hitman, if you will. Saul was someone that brought so much devastation to people because they believed in God. And then when Paul came, Paul would go on to bring people to Christ. Paul would lead so many people in such a mighty way. But I believe that the only way that Paul could be the effective leader he was, the only way that Paul could become the Paul that we know, is because Saul existed first. So he had to go through that season of Saul, the process of being Saul, in order to manifest the promise that Paul would bring, right? We think about Abraham and Sarah and how Abraham was 100 years old by the time Sarah gave birth to Isaac. Sarah was 90. God gave Abraham a promise 25 years before about the birth of a nation, which would be Isaac. And for 25 years, Abraham had to go through the process before the promise could exist. And I think that we're no different from that, right? If God gives you this vision, sometimes because you see it, because you're so excited about what God has shown you, because you know and you believe what God has told you about this promise he has for your life, you think that that promise should happen right now. Immediately, as God told you, it should happen, right? And you omit the fact that there is a process to getting there. If you are a parent, you understand that maybe as a kid, you can look at your child and say, oh, this child is going to go on to be an amazing something, right? But you know that right now they're not. I looked at my daughter when she was a kid and I said, oh, this girl going to be a lawyer. I lied to you not, because she could argue you down. No, it's not snack time. You can't have a snack. Well, Mom, I ate this and I did that. So I feel like I should be able to have a snack right now. And no matter what it was, she had a way of convincing you that she knew better and that you should go ahead and oblige with whatever she said, right? So I knew that as a young girl, she could definitely argue a case in court and walk out with someone freed. Amen. And here she is today, 23, working in a lawyer's office. So I just say that to say that God, although he may have that promise on you that in the end you will be this great thing, or that that vision you've seen for your family or for your household or for your career or your health, you know, is going to be, there's still a process to getting you there. And you got to be okay with the process, friend, even when it doesn't feel good, even when it's late nights and early mornings, even when you're misunderstood, even when you're tired, even when you feel like you are working yourself to the bone, even when you are crying yourself to sleep, when you feel like you're spinning in circles and nothing is working. It is all part of the process to fulfilling the promise that God has made you. So I pray that you find a way to tap into God, to stay, you know, on that path that God set out for you, and that you stay encouraged during the process so that you don't mess up the promise. Because a lot of people miss the promise because they are trying to avoid the process that is required to obtain it. Microwave won't work in this season. Some stuff has to bake. So if this is your baking season, you have to be okay with that process. You've got to preheat the oven. You can't skip that step. You've got to let it bake as long as it has to bake. And you can't open that oven checking on it, friend, because you might mess it up. So let the system be the system. Let the process process, because the promise is coming. You just got to endure this space till you get there. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just ask that you would hold the hand of those that are in the middle of the process. Lord, the process don't always feel good. And although I trust what you're doing, Lord, I don't always know what you're doing. And because I don't know and I have control issues, sometimes it makes me wonder, God, you still there? God, hello? So God, I know that you have not left us. I know that you will not forsake us. I know that your word does not fall void, but I also know that sometimes it feels like it. So Lord, I just ask that you would step in right now. Just confirm with those that need it, that you are still there and that your process is bringing them closer to where they have, you know, to go, that the promise that you have with their name on it has a process attached to it. And Lord, the finish line exists, but they've still got to run the race. So Lord, I just ask that you would bring them in some hydration. Lord, I ask that you would give them their second wind. Lord, I ask that you would provide them with little reminders along the way so that they don't forget what's attached to this promise, Lord, and that they would find themselves, just refueled and poured back into so that they can continue on the journey. Lord, I ask that you would allow us to see us how you see us, Lord. Allow us to see the promise. And Lord, give us the stamina. Give us the wherewithal. Give us the opportunities. Send us the people. And allow us the endurance to make it through this process so that we can see the promise fulfilled. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends, share this with someone and I'll see you again soon.